And from rating teachers to rating movies, or what movie critics are saying about the biggest releases this busy holiday weekend, our digest is compiled by Mark Jordan Legan of the online magazine Slate. Here is Summary Judgment.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, because the nation's movie critics will do it for you. Hey, and what says peace on earth better than The Good Shepherd, a 3-hour suspense drama about the origins of the CIA? Robert De Niro directs, and Matt Damon leads an all-star cast that includes Angelina Jolie and John Turturro.
They wouldn't tell me your name.
Then how do you know you're not in the wrong place?
They said you were a serious SOB that didn't have any sense of humor. There can't be two of you.
The critics are split on this one. Some raving, and others, once they made sure they weren't being followed to their car by the CIA, complain of the slow pace and long running time. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution cheers The Good Shepherd is one of the best pictures of the year, but many of the detractors agree with Rolling Stone, which complains it's tough to slog through a movie that has no pulse. Next up, Matthew McConaughey stars in the wide-release sports drama We Are Marshall. It's based on the tragic true story of the West Virginia college football team that perished in a plane crash and the young coach that tried to rebuild the program and help a community heal.
Talk to me. Oh, coach, that was my team. They left it in my hands.
Many of the critics complain of the typical sports movie cliches, but also confess that the lump-in-the-throat moments truly work. The Chicago Tribune calls it undeniably entertaining, but the Christian Science Monitor admits it's a powerful subject, but the film hauls out every cliche in the playbook.
And yo, who says the sixth time can't be the charm?
Rocky Balboa is upon us, and Sylvester Stallone is back, with his legendary character stepping in the ring one last time.
Beat this guy. You need speed. You don't have it. And you've got calcium deposits on most of your joints. So sparring is out.
I had that problem.
So what we'll be calling on is blunt force trauma. Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Maybe they're punch drunk or in the holiday spirit, but the majority of the critics enjoy the return of Rocky Balboa. The Hollywood Reporter declares defies all expectations and really does come close to capturing the heart and soul of the original, and the New York Daily News cheers packs a far more powerful punch than anyone would have expected. And Ben Stiller leads a powerful comedy ensemble in Night at the Museum. Stiller plays a bumbling security guard at New York's Museum of Natural History who triggers all the museum's figures to come alive, everyone from a playful T-Rex to Teddy Roosevelt. Robin Williams, Owen Wilson, and Dick Van Dyke also star.
You guys got the whole room to run around in. You don't have to be near each other.
What, you mean
you're gonna let us out? What, and just roam free?
Yeah, I might if you promise to behave.
Critics are feeling like the Grinch on this comedy adventure. Even though the Dallas Morning News cheers, the special effects are a blast, but even better is the remarkable star-studded ensemble. The Chicago Tribune calls it charmless, and the LA Times growls, the bulk of the movie is a series of sight gags and set pieces that wreak havoc, but little else. I'm surprised because I once worked as a nighttime security guard at a museum, and let me tell you, it's nothing but action, mystery, and intrigue. And that's just from trying to remember whose leftover Chinese food that is in the employee refrigerator.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.